Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. My brothers and sisters, I'm sitting in Mannagoda in the forest. It's very degraded forest. It's the Lambada tribals who live around this area, they have decimated the forest. They have cut down trees and made charcoal and sold it. And so there's only scrub bush kind of stuff left there. But a lot of peacocks and small mammals, a lot of birds. As I'm sitting here in the morning, just after Salat al-Fajr, I can hear an azan in the distance. And since we are in a valley, I can't say how far away that masjid is, but this area has several masajid around. So I can hear the faint voice of the muezzin. Closer to where I'm sitting, I can hear the last calls of the nightjars before they go into their roosting areas. I can hear the first calls of the larks, which are usually the first ones to wake up. There is one peacock which just called way out in the distance, a questioning note to ask if the morning has arrived or not. I haven't heard partridges yet, but they are usually the next which start off their tasbih. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Sabaha lillahi ma fi samawati ma fi al-ard. So I see that all of these things are making tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we join them in that tasbih through our salah of Salatul Fajr, alhamdulillah. My brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, who said that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he reported from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven, the closest heaven, down to the nearest heaven to us, when the last third of the night remains, saying, is there anyone to invoke me so that I may respond to the invocation? Is there anyone who wants to make dua to me so that I can grant him his dua? Is there anyone to ask me so that I may grant him his request? Is there anyone seeking my forgiveness so that I may forgive him? And this happens every night. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said this happens every night. And alhamdulillah, therefore I remind myself and you the importance of tahajjud. Everything in the heavens and the earth reflects and glorifies and bears witness to the magnificence and majesty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted the believers this special blessing of tahajjud, of waking up in the night and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and asking for His mercy and grace. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that and said, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِ يَدُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمْعًا وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ عَيُنْ جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that who are these people, the believers? They are those who stand up in the night, they get up from their sides, and they stand up in the night بَيْنَ الْخَوْفِ وَطَمْعًا, between the fear of the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing for the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any sins that they may have committed, and hoping for the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, tam'a. And Allah said that this act of theirs, of getting up in the night and standing in this state of submission to Him Jalla Jalaluhu, Allah likes this act so much that Allah said, I have kept for them hidden from them, I have kept for them such delights and such rewards that if they knew that, it would be the coolness of their eyes. Qurratain. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who do not miss this opportunity, who every single day of our lives we get up for tahajjud and we pray tahajjud, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us this opportunity of praying tahajjud. And then we pray Salatul Fajr in thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything that He has given us, including the fact that He gave us this tahajjud that we pray. My brothers and sisters, it is very important for us not to disregard the mercy and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is the great pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us. And to each He gives gifts in His own way. To some He gives wealth, to some He gives intelligence, to some He gives vision, to some He gives other things. And for each one of us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us gifts. And for these gifts, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalalu. And the way to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is through obedience to Him. And the first step of that obedience is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as He prescribed that worship, which is the 5 for salawat, and then in addition to that, the great blessing that He gave of the Hajj. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven and Allah is saying, is there anyone who wants to ask Me something? My brothers and sisters, think about your own life. I think about my own life and say, is there anything that I want to ask Allah? Isn't that like to ask ourselves this question, it's like a stating the obvious. I mean, do I want to ask Allah? I mean, really, is there something I need to ask myself? Do I need to ask Allah? I mean, every single thing in my life I owe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's nothing that will function for me. So isn't it something that I should wake up and say, Marwallah, Alhamdulillah, here is Allah Himself who is asking this question and saying, is there anybody who wants to ask Me something? Let him ask and I will give him. Now, if we miss that opportunity, how unfortunate. And that's why I say that anyone who says they are serious about success and they're not praying tahajjud, they're not serious about success. Because if you are serious about success, then how come you're not praying tahajjud? Because where is success going to come from? It'll come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is saying, ask Me, I will give you. And we are not asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is there anyone who needs protection? Is there anyone who needs My forgiveness? Is it really, seriously, ask yourself, do I need the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or do we think we are all set and we don't need the protection, forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So how come we don't ask for this, forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And then Allah says, is there anyone to ask Me so I may grant him? Is there anyone to make dua to Me? And this open, you know, any dua. You want to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, how come ask this, make this dua, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us these duas. Really, my brothers and sisters, let us think about this and say, let us get serious with our lives and say that let me ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let me build this relationship with Allah jalla jalaluhu, so that I can, anything that I want, I ask my Rabb and my Rabb will give me. You know, build this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm telling you, this is not something which I have invented. Here is this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and at the end of that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this happens every single night. So even if you never prayed tahajjud in your lives, here is an opportunity. Tonight, pray tahajjud. Do not let the night go without praying tahajjud. I'm sitting here in this beautiful place. The breeze here is unbelievable. It is the most delightful breeze that I've ever experienced. I don't remember this kind of a breeze in decades. Absolutely beautiful, beautiful breeze. I'm just enjoying this, you know, beautiful atmosphere. The sun has not come up yet. It's the sky is just getting a little bit light. And we know this is going to be a scorcher, because we are in the middle of summer in Hyderabad, and the temperatures are up in the 40s. Early mornings, and this is the beauty of the weather here, that once the sun goes down, the temperature falls by 12 degrees, 15 degrees. So it's almost like desert, a very dry plateau. So the evenings and the nights are absolutely fabulous. Early mornings are absolutely superb. And that's what we are experiencing here, sitting in this place where we are. We just prayed Salatul Fajr. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to pray tahajjud always and never to miss that, and to grant us His duas. Sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahim.